KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 46 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high near 55. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education met during a brief session Monday morning to vote on approving an offer to purchase the Cass Incorporated building and then to terminate a more than $51,000 lease for another current property. The motion was approved by a vote of 4-1, with board member Dr. Keith Swanson voting against it. The purchase price is $925,000. The district expects an additional $400,000 will be necessary to renovate the facility to make it ready for occupancy and programs. The 27,450-square-foot Cass Incorporated building is assessed at little more than $1 million. During discussion, board member Christy Pellett said she put together a list of pros and cons for the purchase of the building. She said that even with $400,000 in renovations, the building cost breaks down to 49 cents per square foot, which is considerably less than the $155 per square foot necessary to make additions to the district's current buildings, which would include the addition of a preschool classroom at Washington Elementary in addition to Schuler Elementary. It would also remove $4.5 million from the bond issue the district expects to put before the voters later this year.
Looking at the space we get, immediately we can house our 6-12 behavior program with the potential room to add back a K-6 should at any time that's determined it's needed. We can house the alternative school. We can house the central office, which places an administrator on site and immediately available to those programs, which I think is important. It provides space to move homeschool assistants to gain an additional preschool room at Lincoln, should we need that. We can do that without displacing the room that we currently share with the Y and the Ann Wickman baby room.
She said it would also allow for expanded art offerings in the middle school by adding an art room back to the lower level of that school and a larger improved space for the Level 3 program at AMS by using the current central office space. Pellett said it would also reduce a potential bond referendum from a capacity of $23 million to $15 to $17 million and reduce the levy rate in accordance with that. In an email to KJAN News, the Car Guys building owner Roger Paulson disputed the district's assertion that not entering into another five-year lease with the Car Guys would save them $51,253. Paulson said that figure includes most all the utility bills generated by the property, and the district pays no maintenance cost on the property. The district pays less than $35,000, he said, for the lease, and the rest is to cover utilities. Well, Board President Allie Bruckner said for her yesterday approving the Cass Incorporated building purchase is more than just considering the cost. It is the space.
I guess for me, it has more to do with what the kids need and the administrators need than what the community necessarily thinks is the best decision right now. I have to make my decision for the kids, so I think the space is what they need. I know just in conversations, we've made cutbacks in the past because we haven't had the space. We've not done certain programs because we haven't had the space, or we've cut educational programs because we didn't have the space, and that's the wrong thing for the kids. And if this space allows us to grow in any way educationally, I think it's the right thing.
In other business, the board approved the hiring of Cecily Knapp as a special education teacher, a salary for whom is said to have been made possible in part by the savings not having been incurred by extending the lease for the Car Guys property that is being currently used by the district. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported numerous arrests took place over the past couple of weeks. On Sunday, 32-year-old Christopher Russell Schrader of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of OWI second offense. He was later released on his own recognizance. Last Thursday, deputies in Cass County arrested 50-year-old Rex McDermott of Atlantic on a charge of OWI second offense. McDermott was taken to the Cass County Jail and also released on his own recognizance. That same day, 19-year-old Levi Lank of Messina turned himself in on a Cass County Sheriff's Office felony warrant for possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. Lank was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. Last Wednesday, 58-year-old Terry Rainey, Arani of Messina, was arrested in Cass County on a charge of domestic abuse second offense. Rainey was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. Back on March 20th, Cass County deputies arrested 42-year-old Matthew Hardick of Council Bluffs on a felony charge of possession of meth, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Hardick was being held in the Cass County Jail on $5,000 bond. On March 15th, 28-year-old Carl James Soglin of Atlantic was arrested on two Atlantic Police Department felony warrants for theft in the second degree and a simple misdemeanor charge of theft in the fifth degree. Soglin was being held in the Cass County Jail on $5,300 bond. And on March 14th, 24-year-old Tanner Jemison of Clarinda was arrested on a Cass County District Court warrant for failure to appear in court. Jemison was brought to the Cass County Jail and finished serving his sentence jail time before being released. The Creston Police Department reports 30-year-old Corey Laird of Creston was arrested Monday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Laird was taken into custody on a Union County warrant on a charge of failure to appear for a debtor's exam. He was later released on $475 bond. The Glenwood Police Department reported yesterday two people were arrested on separate charges on Sunday. 38-year-old Jacqueline Pratt of Glenwood was arrested for possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under suspension. Her bond was set at $1,600. And 41-year-old Renee Gaver of Glenwood was arrested for driving under suspension. Her bond was set at $300. The Harlan Police Department Monday released a rather lengthy report on arrests and incidents dating back to March the 1st. Among the more notable arrests on March the 5th, 27-year-old Jacob Larson of Harlan and 22-year-old William Damon of Erling were arrested after Harlan police were called to the 1000 block of Chatburn for an altercation outside that location. Larson was charged with assault on a police officer, disorderly conduct, interference with official acts, and public intoxication. Damon was charged with disorderly conduct, interference with official acts, and public intoxication. Both men were brought to the Shelby County Jail. On March the 8th, 18-year-old Elizabeth Stroud of Defiance was arrested after Harlan police were called to the Shopko for a possible shoplifter. Stroud was taken into custody and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with theft in the fifth degree. On March 16th, 50-year-old Derek Caldenberg of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. He was taken to the Shelby County Jail. On March 17th, 62-year-old Leanne Grider of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Grider was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts. She was also cited for improper rear tail lamps. On March 20th, 21-year-old Raymond Powley of Council Bluffs and 18-year-old Jocelyn Johnston of Harlan were arrested following the execution of a search warrant. Powley and Johnston were both transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession with the intent to deliver a controlled substance, prohibited acts, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and gathering where a controlled substance was unlawfully used in addition to possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver a second charge there. Remains of an Iowa soldier who died in the Korean War are being returned for burial in the Arlington National Cemetery near Washington, D.C. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency announced Monday the remains of Army Sergeant Donald Norin of Harlan will be buried April 3rd. The agency says the 23-year-old Norin was captured in November of 1950 while fighting Chinese units in North Korea. His status was changed from missing in action to deceased the next year after two repatriated U.S. soldiers reported that Norin had died at a prisoner camp on January 22, 1951. The agency says several remains were recovered from the camp area in 2005. Agency scientists later matched DNA from relatives to help confirm some of the remains were those of Norin. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.